The Word of Prophecy Broadcast. In this hour of the world's greatest crisis, hear a unique revelation and message by Brother Ray Pringle, a man anointed to be a prophet of God. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, as saith the prophet. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
Welcome to Radio's Most Challenging Hour, the Word of Prophecy Broadcast, and I'm Brother Ray Pringle, coming your way again with a true message from the prophetic scriptures out of your Holy Bible, which is the sure Word of Almighty God. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the same book, this Holy Bible that I have here as I prepare this broadcast. Yes, our Holy Bible that our patriotic and God-fearing forefathers used to write our great documents, the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution from which we derive our personal and religious liberty. President George Washington said in his day, it's impossible to rightly govern the world without God and the Bible. Abraham Lincoln said, I believe the Bible's the best gift God ever gave to man. And one of our old patriotic forefathers declared in his day, Henry Ward Beecher sank the Bible to the bottom of the ocean, and still man's obligations to God would be unchanged. He would have the same old path to tread, only his lamp and his guide would be gone. Well, today we bring you a true message, and I pray the Lord will give you ears to hear. Well, let's begin with this scripture. In 2 Corinthians 7 and 1, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. And you know, holiness is kind of a bad word in religion today. There's not many preachers. Well, if they mention it, they never give you the vaguest idea of what holiness is. In fact, I asked a so-called holiness preacher a while back, Brother, do you know what holiness is? He says, you know, I don't believe anybody knows what it really is. Oh, good night. You know, that preacher's worthless. That's absolutely the truth. I once heard this remark made by a minister one time when I was in college. And he says, you know, a dollar's worth of junk iron is worth a dollar in the junk pile. 100 pounds of iron at that time was worth $1. He said you can take the same 100 pounds of iron, junk iron, and refine it into horseshoe nails, and it's worth $1,000. And take the same 100 pounds of junk iron, worth a dollar, and refine it into watch springs, and it's worth $10,000. That's exactly what God teaches in the Word of God about the worth of the human body. It is the temple of the Holy Ghost. 1 Corinthians 6:19, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? Well, if our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, we must refine and purify it and perfect holiness in the fear of God for it to be really of much worth to God. And friends, the word there is perfecting holiness. In other words, you're not just holy. Then we go to work to perfect it, to make that holiness perfect. And we must remember the warning of Jesus Christ, who said in Matthew 22:14 and other places in the New Testament, for many are called, but few are chosen. I had a person came up to me some time ago in a meeting and say, hey, I don't live like you preach, but I know God's called me. Well, I said, now, hey, I'm not arguing the point that God called you, but I do rather doubt that God has chosen you. See, many are called, but few are chosen. We have to qualify. Even after we're saved, we must go on unto perfection. Hebrews 6, verses 1 and 2. These bodies must be an example. These bodies must project the image of Jesus Christ. That's 2 Corinthians 3:18. 1 Timothy 4 and 12, will be thou an example of the believers. And also, the scripture now in Titus 2, beginning in verse 1. But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. And then the aged women likewise, that means the mature women, not the real old women, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children. Why don't the mature women in the church teach this instead of going around dressing like an old proud peacock themselves, living idolatrously and worldly and lustfully? They don't teach the young women to be sober and to be in behavior as becometh holiness, to love their husbands and to love their children. Well, said, be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. And I'll tell you, people are blaspheming the word of God in the churches all over America. And it's an abomination to God. Young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded, in all things showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, and sound speech. Be a pattern. Well, a pattern is a model of what that will reproduce the like, the same kind. And God wants us to be a model of holiness. You know, we hear a lot of sins preached on today, and we hear the sin, you know, the terrible sin of drunkenness, the terrible sin of dope addiction, the terrible sin of homosexuality, the terrible sin of maybe, we get into some bad things, maybe adultery sometimes, and you know, stealing and killing. But friends, when we get down to these sins, as Songs of Solomon 2:15 says, the little foxes spoil the vine, and it's these little sins that creep in and grieve the Spirit of God and cause the Spirit of God to reject our bodies as His temple. And God has chosen to use the temples of men and women who will live holy to be the temples of the Holy Ghost. Well, will you let God use your body as His temple? Well, there's more sins to preach against than these terrible sins that, bring a man down into the gutter or break up his home and appear ugly. How about a lot of other sins, such as lying and pride and, smoking and taking a little social drink and all this mess of nudity, women dressing ungodly as well as men with their shorts and mini skirts and their bikinis and all of this junk that is absolutely an abomination in the sight of God, as well as even wearing pants. You know, Deuteronomy 22 in verse 5, God says in the Old Testament, He said, the woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment. For all that do so are abomination in the sight of the Lord thy God. Well, there was an old gal back in the Bible, a wicked queen called Jezebel. Now, Ahab was an Israelite. He was one of God's people, and he went out and brought this old idolatrous woman, a foreigner, into the church. And the Bible said in 2 Kings 9 and verse 30, when Jehu was come to Jezreel, Jezebel heard of it, and she painted her face and tired her head and looked out of a window. See, she was a pagan, and that's the way she got that from their pagan gods. They'd make pagan gods, idols, back in the Old Testament days. They'd paint their eyes. They'd put jewels in their ears and their noses and around their neck and jewel them up and paint them up. And they were the things that became the symbols of, the morality of the people who believed in them. And even God's people began to adjust themselves to and accommodate themselves to these old heathen abominations of painting their faces and wearing jewelry on their body. Listen to this. The church fell into the same old abominable customs. In Ezekiel 23 and verse 40, God said, my people, these women in the church, had sent for men to come from far, and they washed themselves. They painted their eyes. They decked themselves with ornaments. And here they sent for these ungodly men to come. I'll tell you, friends, today, you know, the Bible tells us in the New Testament these same things. But going on right here in Ezekiel 23, verse 45, the righteous men shall judge them, these women that paint their faces and put on jewelry. God says the righteous men shall judge them after the manner of adulteresses and after the manner of women that shed blood, because they are adulteresses and blood is in their hands.
And God said, I'll send a company upon them and stone them and burn their houses and their sons and daughters. And I will cause lewdness to cease out of that land. And all women shall be taught not to do after your lewdness. Now, the New Testament has that, has the warning about this in 1 Timothy 2, 8 through 10. I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. I'm talking about the body, a holy temple for God to live in. In like manner also that women adorn themselves in modest apparel. That don't mean wearing pantsuits. That doesn't mean wearing shorts or mini skirts or bikinis. It means the very opposite. That is hellish and damnable. It's ungodly. God said they'll dress in modest apparel with shamefacedness. Have you seen much shamefacedness lately, even in the church? No, you don't. The women have lost their shamefacedness. Well, the men too. But God said dress modestly with shamefacedness, not with broided hair, not put decorations in your hair and on your body, gold and pearl and costly array, decorations, but which becometh women professing godliness with good works. Also, in 1 Peter 3, beginning in verse 3, the women whose adorning, let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair. This is the preparation of your body if you are in rebellion against God's word and your body is not the temple of the Holy Ghost. He said, if you are the temple of the Holy Ghost, don't let your adorning be the plaiting of the hair. That's putting decoration in it, wearing of gold, putting on of apparel. But let it be the hidden man of the heart in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and a quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. And it is very, it's a great price to God to have a woman that will live modestly and godly and will conform to the holiness of God that's in the Bible. Well, we hear preachers today preaching all kind of things. Your responsibility to come to church and pay your tithes. Why? Because they want your money. But friends, they won't stand up for holiness. In their cowardice, they pass over these things that God is going to condemn you for in the day of judgment. You better hear the true man of God and the true message of God and a man who has courage to preach the whole truth, the truth, and nothing but the truth, because you are going to be judged by the word of God and not what a preacher says. Well, let's do what God said in Romans 12, 1 and 2, present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world. For if you conform to this world, God will leave that body with his spirit and destroy it. And that's in 1 Corinthians 3, 16 and 17. May God open your ears to these warnings. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we pray that the word of God will prevail over every imagination, over all false teaching, that people will not just listen to preachers, they'll listen to the word of God and turn to your holiness to make their calling and election sure. We ask in Jesus' name and amen. This is Brother Ray Pringle. Our mailing address, Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. We urge you to write us and stand with us with your faithful support, weekly or monthly. And friends, this is vital. This is a vital nation. This is the message of the end time to make God's bride ready for his appearing, to get the church ready for the gathering storm, to prepare a bride for Jesus Christ. This message must go across America, and God's going to bless his saints that will, open their eyes of understanding, believe this message, and help support. And I pray that you'll write me this week with your faithful offering of support. If you're not receiving our monthly magazine, The Word of Prophecy, be sure to ask for it. It'll be sent without cost or obligation to Brother Ray Pringle, Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. May God grip your heart in this message till the next broadcast is our prayer for you.